弟兄姐妹和朋友们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴跟大家一起来敬拜神。
I'm very happy that we can worship God together.
而且是我们就是全教会一起有一个联合的崇拜。
Especially we have a joint worship this morning.
我们有一点点就是缺了我们的青少年谢谢过去大家好几天的支持和祷告，他们的露营这些一切都很顺利。
Okay, we thank you for prayers and support for our youth camping. And in the past few days, they have a good trip.
如果你是青少年父母的话，你大概知道这个计划变了一次又一次。
As you, if you are a youth parent, then you know that their plans have changed again and again.
是因为这个天气的原因啊，昨天和前天都有些下雨。
Because of the weather, it rained yesterday and the day before.
下雨的时候我就在想哈，因为圣经里面讲他说要从水和圣灵里面生的才可以进神的国。
When it rains, I think about the Bible verses about that. If one is not born from water and the Spirit, it will not be born again.
我在想他们爬山的时候或露营的时候有没有在雨里面受洗。
I'm thinking, would they be baptized in the rain when they climb up the mountains?
我之前呢看过一个，就是好早以前看过一个 Shirley Temple 演的片子。
A long time ago, I saw a movie, a star by Shirley Temple.
那我不知道，我们教会好几个 Shirley， 不知道他们取名字的时候是不是想到 Shirley Temple。
I know we have several Shirleys in this church. I don't know would they call themselves Shirley because of Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple 是一个童星的哈，就是演那些儿童剧的。我记得有一个片子里面呢，他演的就是说。他就模仿那些牧师给别人施洗。
Shirley Temple was a child star, movie star, and she had many famous movies. And one of the movies, she pretended herself to be a pastor and preach a sermon.
然后他就把那个小孩呢就带到河里面去，就把他按到水里面，就给他受洗，给他施洗一次。
And then she brought a young boy to the river and baptized him in the water.
然后就问他，你得救了吗
？And then she asked him, "Are you saved?"
你进神的国了吗？你见到神的国了吗？你得救了吗？那个小孩一脸的茫然，不知道他在讲什么。
Have you believed in God? You enter His kingdom? Have you saved? And the boy didn't know how to answer.
所以他就说，如果你还不知道的话，就再给你洗一次。
So he asked the little boy, "If you didn't know, I will baptize you again."
那小孩起来之后，他就再问你得救了吗
？So after the baptism again, he asked the little boy, "Did you are you saved?"
如果他说没有得救，就再给他洗。
If he answered no, he would get baptized again. So the boy say yes.
所以你可以想象这个后面是怎么样的结局。
So you know what the ending is.
但今天我们想从一段经文当中看看究竟什么叫受洗，究竟什么叫悔改重生得救。
So today we're going to read the Bible scriptures telling us what means by baptism, what means by salvation, what means believe in God.
我想你肯定知道，不是像在水里面洗一洗那么简单而已。
And you know that it's not just you immerse in the, put you in the water, it's baptism.
但是还有更多关于这些，我们从希望从圣经里面看到神怎么教导我们，怎么样重生悔改得救。
So we know that there are more into, the Bible tells us more about baptism, about believing God, about salvation.
事实上我们作为一个教会必须要明白什么叫重生悔改得救，这是一个健康教会的其中一个标志。
As a church, we know what means by born again, about correction, about justification.
在前几次的讲道当中呢，我们徐牧师给我们介绍了就是健康教会的九大标志，其中的一个标志。
A few weeks ago, Professor Xu talked about the healthy marks of the marks of a healthy church. They have 9 marks.
第七个是教会呢必须有合乎圣经的教会纪律。
Mark 7, he talked about biblical church discipline.
今天我们是看第四个标志。
Today we're going to look at Mark number 4, is the biblical understanding of conversion.
按照圣经来理解悔改。
It's understanding conversion, biblical conversion.
作为一个教会有纪律，就好像是就是一个属灵的惩戒和一个管教，是使这个犯错误的弟兄姐妹可以重新回到神的怀抱当中来。
Church discipline will help a brother or sister who is in wrong to return back to church.
但作为我们个人呢，我们应该在神的面前有一个立志。我们在神的面前，我们的心要向着他，归向他， 在他的面前悔改，我们重生，我们认罪。
But on a personal level, we need to have a conversion attitude that we need to repent and go back to God.
所以，如果你可以把它看成好像教会的纪律是叫神通过教会所带来的属灵的管教，那么今天我们要看的呢，就是神通过我们的内心所带来的属灵管教。
If church discipline is a way that the church bring back a person to God, and on a personal level, a repentance is the way you turn back to God.
这两个都是非常的重要的，因为神通过教会所做的事情，神通过他的先知和使徒，神甚至通过周围普通的人所做的事情。对不起啊，我在这边，我就说这两者都是很重要的。神通过教会所做的事情，已经神透过我们内心单独所做的事情。
Both of them are very important. God used through the church and used your personal to help you bring back to Him.
有时候，有一次那个有人说到那个，他拿了一本圣经，他的那个圣经的名字叫 Red Letter Bible.
One person showed me a Bible called Red Letter Bible.
大家知道哈 ，red letter 就是耶稣所讲的话，都用红字把它标出来。
What means by red letter Bible is all the words spoken by Jesus is printed in red.
其实这是很容易误解人的一本圣经的译本。
But actually, this Bible will be very misleading.
因为圣经里面所记载的耶稣所讲的话，跟圣经里面所记载的其他的使徒和先知讲的话，都是神讲的话。
Because all the word that's spoken by Jesus, or all the words spoken by the prophets or the disciples, they are all spoken by God.
都是神所默示的，都是具备同样的最高的权柄。
It's all revealed by God, and it also has the highest authority.
当你把那个耶稣所讲的话用红字标出来，好像其他的权柄好像没有耶稣所讲的话那么高的一样，那是一个很大的错误。
So if what would all the scripture that's spoken by Jesus are printed in red, that means all other words in the Bible does not have the highest authority as those red letter.
类似的，神通过教会所带来的属灵管教，跟神通过我们个人内心所带来我们属灵的管教，都有同等的权威，同等的效力。
So it is the same biblical significance that the repentance or the discipline that God brought through church and on your personal level, they are the same level of significance.
我们一起来看，就是从这段经文当中，我们看一看神怎么教导我们关于重生、悔改、得救的一些信息。
So, okay, we're going to read this scripture so that we can understand what are the biblical teachings on conversion, repentance.
这一段话当中，这一段的经文当中有两段的对话，一问一答，又一问一答。
There is actually a conversation dialogue going on in this passage.
所以我们把第一段的对答就用中文来读，那读英文的呢就自己看自己的圣经。
So the first dialogue, we're going to read it in Chinese, and all those English speaking congregation, you can read it yourself.
第二段的对答就用英文来读，那中文的呢就请自己看自己的圣经。
And the second dialogue, we're going to read it in English, and the Chinese speaking congregation, you can read it yourself.
好，我们开始哈。有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有人神同在，无人能行。”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。” How can someone be born when they are old?Nicodemus asked, surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You shall not be surprised at my saying, you all must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases,You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. 我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Father, we thank you.
你让我们从圣灵而生。
Because you make us born of the Spirit.
你说你的儿子耶稣基督来到这个属于他的世界。
You said that your son come to this world who belongs to him.
但世界上却不认识他，也不接待他。
But this world did not recognize him or nor receive him.
可是有一些你所拣选的人对他接待，对他信靠。
But those who you selected, they recognize him and he receive him.
就是这些人，你让他们重生，让他们悔改得救。
And these people, you make them have, they make them born again.
你让他们成为你的儿女。
You make them become a children of yours.
谢谢神，在万人当中拣选我们成为你的儿女。
Thank you, God, that you chose us among the many to become your children.
求你教导我们作为一个儿女，怎么样回到你的家中，怎么样做你所喜悦的事情。
So teach us how to be your children, that we go back to your home and to follow you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们这里看到了有几个信息。
That we are, there are several insights into this messages into from this passage.
尼哥底母跟他这个对话当中是听说要重生了才可以进神的国。
Nicodemus heard Jesus said that you have to be born again in order to enter the king to see the kingdom of God.
你如果可以想象重生，就是好像动物或者植物，植物一个种子，它有一个生命。
When you say born again, you just kind of like a plant. A plant has life.
人就有一个受精卵，接下来就有生命，就好像一个种子一样。
So, and then like a man, they become sperm and the egg come together, and then a life starts.
在一个教会当中或者教会的群体当中，他好像就是在他的生命当中有一个种子被埋下。
In a church, like it's just like a seed planted in the soil.
然后他就成长，成长到一个程度，他可以结出他的果子来。
So it will grow and then go to a certain point, it will bear fruit.
我们在上一次讲道中也提到类似的一个过程。
And last time we talked about this phenomenon.
就是在帖撒罗尼迦教会当中，他们接受了这个福音，这个福音的种子在他们的心中植下。
Just like the church of Thessalonica, they received the seed of the gospel and then they received it.
使徒保罗和他的团队用着言语，用着全能，带着圣灵的能力，来到他们当中，把这个福音的种子埋下。
The team of Paul, they used the language, the power, and the Holy Spirit to bring this seed of gospel to this church.
帖撒罗尼迦的人以前是不认识耶稣的，他们行事为人也是不像耶稣的。
The church at Thessalonica, the people before they know Christ, they don't receive him and they don't believe him.
但自从他领受了这个福音的种子之后，他们的生命开始成长。成长的其中一个方面就是他们离弃他们所曾经崇拜的偶像。
So after they received this, this gospel, they began to grow. And the one way to show that they grow is to they abandon the idol that they worshipped before.
这个成长的过程描述在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章的四到十节。
So this situation is described in the book of Thessalonians in chapter 4.
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1, 1 to 4.
四到十节
，four to ten, sorry.
说那里他们开始效法基督，开始传扬并且服侍那位又真又活的神。
So they mentioned that they try to follow Jesus and they try to preach the teacher's teaching.
跟他们一样，我们生活当中也会很多的偶像。
Just like them, we have many idols in our life.
你家的偶像和我家的偶像或者心里的偶像不一定是观音菩萨或者是拿撒太子。
So your idols may not be those Chinese goddess.
但是有可能是金钱或者权力或者地位或者个人的奋斗或者是科学这些。
Probably your idol will be money, power, status, achievements.
如果你需要这个更长的一串列表的话，你可以去看一本书，那本书叫《诸神的面具》。
So if you want to know what kind of idols they have, you can read the book, the different
counterfeit gods, counterfeit gods,
the counterfeit god.
对，就这本书里面描述了我们很多生活当中的一些东西，看得见的或者看不见的，都很容易成为我们的偶像。
So that is what describe the book describes. So there are many idols you can see or you cannot see in our life.
但是一个重生得救的，一个重生悔改的，一个基督徒，他有这个福音的种子在他里面，让他们就开始成长起来，抛弃自己的偶像。
So if the one if a believer truly believe in God, he received this the seed of the gospel, they will grow and in their spiritual life, and they will abandon these idols.
在这个成长的过程当中，他就不断的结出属灵的果子来。
So in this passage of growth, they will bear many different spiritual fruits.
帖撒罗尼迦教会呢，就结出了信和望和爱的果子来。
So this church of Thessalonica, they bear the fruits of faith, love, and hope.
甚至成为很多其他周边教会的榜样。
And even become examples to all the churches nearby.
那我们今天看的尼哥底母和耶稣之间的对话也是类似。
So the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus is kind of similar.
还有一个福音的种子在他的心中埋下。
That is the seed of the gospel sown in his heart.
这个生命他开始自然的成长，在神的保护恩典之下，他自然的成长。
So under the grace of God and his protection, this seed will grow.
他也不断的彰显出这个悔改的能力，结出生命的果子来。
And will manifest the power of repentant conversion and will bear many different spiritual fruit.
所以我们再来回顾一下尼哥底母和耶稣之间的谈话，让我们看到这个重生的几个方面。
So let us review about the dialogue between Jesus and Nicodemus and see what is the importance of conversion.
第一节到第三节，他告诉我们重生的必要性。
So verse 1 to 3, we talk about the necessity of born again or being born again.
特别在第三节，耶稣讲得很清楚，他说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
Especially in verse 3, Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again."
这个对尼哥底母来讲是一个很大的震撼。
So this is a big shock to Nicodemus.
对我们来说，肯定也是一个很大的震撼。
To us, it is also a big shock, right?
因为尼哥底母他是一个这个里面记载他是一个法利赛人，他是犹太人的一个官。
Because the Bible tells us Nicodemus is Jewish and he is a Pharisee and he's also a Jewish official.
从他所受的教育，从他所教给别人的内容。
From what he learned and also what he taught to others.
他认为怎么样可以见神的国，怎么样可以进神的国呢
？What do he think about being able to see God's kingdom or enter God's kingdom?
他们有自己的律法，如果遵守这个律法，就可以进神的国。
It's by the laws. If they follow the laws that they set up, that you can see or you can enter God's kingdom.
如果哪一条触犯了，那就拿着牛和羊或者鸽子这些按照律法的条例去为自己赎罪。
If you violate any of these laws, then you have to bring a sheep of an ox and to burn a sacrifice to repent for your sin.
这就是你怎样可以见神的国，怎么样可以进神的国，这就是他的理解。
That is the way that he people can see or enter God's kingdom.
可是有一天，这些理解开始慢慢的颠覆了。
But one day, all this his understanding about seeing God's kingdoms being turned upside down.
因为在他们的生命当中出现了一个人叫耶稣。
Because in there appeared a man called Jesus.
他就听到很多关于耶稣的事情，看到很多关于耶稣所做的事情。
So he learned and he saw many things, Jesus had taught them.
以至于他得出一个结论，他说。我知道你是由神那里来做师傅的。
So then that helped him make this conclusion. He said, I knew that you are a teacher who has come from God.
因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在，无人能行。
For no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him.
所以他现在开始发现耶稣这个人很不一样。
So he started to realize that Jesus is different.
大家开始评论耶稣，有人说这个是弥赛亚，有人说不是弥赛亚。
Because many people think Jesus was the Messiah, and many people didn't think so.
有的人说他是神的能力与他同在，有的人说他是被鬼附的。
Some said that the God's power was with him, but some said that he was filled by the evil spirit.
但他怎么看呢
？But what did Nicodemus? How did Nicodemus look at Jesus?
他的看法就跟普通的教授和科学家的看法是一样的。
So he's what he thinks of Jesus is the same as a lot of scientists think about Jesus.
他后来曾经讲一句话，也是他做事的原则。
Later he mentioned this is also his life principle.
他说：“若不亲自听那个人的口供，我们怎么能够定他呢
？”So that what he say, if he do not listen to the word of the one, how can we put him to how can we give him the verdict?
所以他要做的事情就是去听那个人的口供。
So his way of You have to listen to the evidence given by the person.
所以他不光是做律法师，不光做科学家，现在做以记者来要去采访他。
So he's not just a lawyer or a judge, but he's also a reporter. He need to interview this person.
可是他也很害怕，所以只好夜里来找耶稣。
But he also scared people. That's why he came to see Jesus at night.
他很害怕的原因是因为他的同侪，就他的那些工作人员，都认为耶稣是一个。坏人，耶稣不是弥赛亚，耶稣是他们打击和嫉妒的对象。
He was afraid because all his friends, the colleagues, thought Jesus was not the Messiah, and it's the one that they all attack him. Attack.
如果他去找耶稣，那就有很大的压力从他的同侪过来。
So he will have a lot of peer pressure if he went to talk to Jesus.
所以他就鼓起勇气呢，晚上去找耶稣。
So he took up his courage and he went to visit Jesus, came to Jesus at night.
可是没想到耶稣跟他讲的这句话，重生是必要的。
Well, he didn't realize that Jesus will tell him to be born again.
必须重生才可以进神的国。
That you have to born again in order to see the kingdom of God.
但是耶稣所用的那个词呢，又让他更进一步的困惑。
But the word that Jesus used actually confused him even more.
耶稣用的那个词呢，我刚才在我的那个屏幕上面之前呢，有一个词。
So the word that Jesus used as it is shown on this slide.
那个词叫做 anathen.
The word anathen?
Anathen. 这个词可以解释为第二次，也可以解释从上面来。
This word anathen means the second time or is born from above.
所以尼哥底母就很困惑，究竟耶稣是说我要第二次出生呢？还是说我要从天上生呢？
So Nicodemus was confused. That means I have to born a second time or I have to born from above.
从他有限的头脑来想的话，这两个都不太可能。
So to a common person, this is actually both ways are not possible.
耶稣说我必须人必你们啊，而且他是说的你们，就是说你们必须从天上生才可以进神的国。
So actually Jesus saying is that you have to born from above in order to be born again.
或者耶稣是说你们必须再生一次才可以进神的国。
Or you have to born a second time in order to see the kingdom of God.
他想想两个都不可能，所以就选了一个他认为稍微不那么离谱的一个选择。
So Nicodemus didn't understand either one, so he chose the one that he think he can understand more.
就是他就问了一下，他就假设耶稣所讲的是第二次生，所以他就说：“哦，第二次生，我怎么能够第二次生呢？人已经老了，怎么还回到母亲的母腹当中去嘛？”
So he assumed what Jesus said was a second time. So he said that how can not born again? Would they have to born a second time into the mother's womb?
所以耶稣必须跟他解释，耶稣告诉他重生的必要性，现在耶稣必须跟他解释重生的真意是什么。
So Jesus has to explain to him not just born again is necessary, but is what is the true meaning of born again.
所以我们看第四节到第七节当中，耶稣就向他解释什么是重生的真正的意义。
So verse 4 to 7 Jesus explained to Nicodemus what means by being born again.
我们聚焦在这一句话上面，人若不是从水和圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
So they say, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
然后他接着说，从肉身生的是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
So flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit.
就我们中国有一个古话说，人生人啊，这个龙生龙，凤生凤啊，老鼠的儿子会打洞，对不对？
There's a Chinese saying that dragon give birth to dragon, phoenix give birth to phoenix, and the children of the mouse will drill a hole in the wall.
这就是耶稣大概的意思，就是这样，从灵生的才是属于灵的。
So what means by that? One comes born from the spirit belongs to the spirit.
所以耶稣就向尼哥底母解释这个他的真意是什么，如果是真的重生，就是从天上再生一次，就是圣灵把你再生一次，然后你就属于圣灵的，属于圣灵的。
So what Jesus said that when you're born again, it means you're born from above, born in the Spirit, and now you belong to the Spirit.
可是这个意思还是很难明白，所以耶稣必须再跟他解释。
So still it's hard to understand, so Jesus has to explain to him again.
现在就来到我们第三段，耶稣需要下一个的解释。
So the first passage is about the further explanation from Jesus.
那耶稣现在要告诉他们，这个从灵生的有什么样的特征
？So there are what are the marks of being born again?
因为我跟你讲这些真意，你不明白嘛？那我也给一些你能够明白的例子给你看。
So I tell you the meaning of being born again. You don't understand, so I have to show you what are the marks of being born again.
从这一段的后面你也可以看到耶稣就是这么讲的，耶稣说我跟你们讲地上的事情你们尚且不信，更何况天上的事情呢。
So that's why the Jesus tell him, if I can explain to you what comes from on the earth you don't understand, how can I explain to you things from above?
所以耶稣就从稍微简单一点的事情开始，从地上的事情开始。
So Jesus start from some things simple, that is tell them about what things happen on earth.
他就讲了这一句话，第八节。
So in verse 8, Jesus said,
风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit.
所以在这个里面呢，他就告诉我们说，从灵生的是有一些特征的。虽然你不知道他是怎样，虽然你看不见是怎样，但是呢，你可以看到他所表现出来一些特征。
So that's what means being born of the Spirit, though you cannot see virtually what happened, but you can see the fruit or the changes of the person being born again.
其中一个特征，我们如果把第八节分成 A、B、C、D 分成四个部分的话。
If we what are these marks? If you divide verse 8 into four parts, the first mark is.
我们看 A 和 C 这里面讲到风随着意思吹，你们不晓得。
So the A and C mention about the wind blows wherever it pleases, but you cannot tell.
也就是说，如果我们不晓得重生的真意，从我们肉体来讲，这个是很正常的，我们不晓得。
If from fresh, you, no one can understand what means by being born again.
就像我们刚才所唱的一首诗歌一样，我们知道神是神。
Just like the song that we just sang during worship, that we know that God is God.
神所做的事情，我们不一定都明白。
We may not be able to understand everything that God does.
这位神在洪水上空，在暴风雨当中，他与我们同在。
So the God is with us even in flood and in storm.
这个歌继续的唱，那到底给我们的感受是什么？给我们最后的一个启发是什么呢？你就是要安静，你要知道神是神。
So what is inspiration that this song gave us? That we know that we will be still and trust that God is in control.
所以我们在神的面前要有这样的满足感，是需要很大的谦卑的，因为你会承认说我是有局限的，我知道神所做的一些事情是我没办法晓得。
So that we have to humble before God to know that we are so limited that we can do nothing.Without God.
这是重生的第一个特征。
This is the first mark of being born again.
重生的第二个特征，他说神的作为会改变人。
The second mark is the God's word will change a man.
就是第八节的 B 部分哈，是说你可以听见风的声音。
That is the B part of verse 8 is you hear its sound.
你看不见风，你看不见这个空气，但是你可以听见风的声音。
You cannot see the wind, you cannot, but you can hear the sound.
更奇妙的是，这个圣灵跟这个风，在希腊文里面是同一个字。
And the more amazing is that in Greek, the word wind and spirit is the same word.
就是同一个字，叫做 pneuma.
The same word, pneuma.
就是这一个字，耶稣在同一句话当中，前面呢说到 pneuma 的时候呢，他指的是风；后面说到 pneuma 的时候，他指的是圣灵。
So it's using the same word, but the first part it used pneuma as to describe the wind, and the second part it used pneuma to describe the spirit.
所以他的意思是说，这个风就是空气的流动嘛，哈。这个空气虽然你看不见它，摸不着它。
So the wind is actually the movement of air, so you cannot see the movement of air.
但是你通过一些实验，你可以知道它是什么，你可以听到它的声音。
Through some experiment, you can find out its pattern, or you can hear its sound.
你可以感受到它的震动。
You can feel its vibration.
你甚至可以测量到它的力量。
Or even you can measure the strength of it.
你知道我是学物理，我是很喜欢测量的，所以我今天就给你们测量一个东西。
So you know I'm a study physics, and I like to measure things.This morning I'm going to show you how to measure.
现在在你的面前有很多空气，你虽然你也看不见它，对吧
？So in front of you, there's a lot of air, though you cannot see it.
除非有很多雾霾，然后在空中的时候，或者灰尘在空中的时候，你才可以勉强看得见。
Oh, maybe there's so the pollution is so bad that maybe you can able to see it.
但是这个气它是存在的。
But the air exists.
它不光是存在，它不光是流动的时候可以让你听得见，而且它是有力气的。
It does not exist because you can feel it move, but actually it have its the air have its weight.
它虽然比重很轻的哈，空气如果你能够称的话，你就知道比重是它的密度是很小的，跟其他的比起来是很小。
When you measure the weight of air, actually the density is so small that you can hardly feel it.
但是你不知道它力量多大，除非你用实验去测一测它。
You don't know how powerful it is unless you test it.
它的力量可以撑起一杯水啊，它可以挡住一杯水。
The power of the air can hold the water in the cup.
而且你用更大的杯子，它也可以挡得住。
Even though you use a bigger cup, it can still hold it.
你说这个我的手也可以挡得住啊，这一杯水也很轻啊，我的手可以挡得住。
So I think my hand can hold this cup because it's the water is so light.
但如果更大的杯子，我的手就挡不住了，但是空气还挡得住，空气的力量就是这么大。
If I have a bigger cup, maybe my hand cannot hold it, but the air can.
那我可以跟大家做一个实验啊，这个杯子没什么特别哈，这不是有什么魔术的杯子，就是很简单的一个杯子。
So actually, this is a very simple common cup.
就是今天我不知道是谁喝了咖啡，就扔在那个垃圾桶，就用它一下。
I don't know who drink coffee this morning, and I just found it outside the sanctuary.
那我现在要做的事情就是把它装满水，然后呢，用空气把它挡住。
So what I want to show you is I had to fill this cup with water and use the air to hold it.
啊，我的手不会拖它的哈。
And I will not use my hand. I just use the air to hold it.
这个水是草。轩你刚才看到了，至少挡了两秒钟哈，我可以给挡的时间更长。
I saw it because it can hold the water from spilling out for at least 2 seconds.
我告诉你，它可以挡很长时间。到这边来，不是。对不起。
I think it's the cup, it's not.
对不起，这个是意外。
Sorry, it's a fail. But I testify, I saw it hold it at least 2 seconds.
你自己可以回家做哈，没有，可能。
Or you can show it to your children at home.
今天我比较紧张。
Pastor Truman was kind of nervous this morning.
对，你回去做，我保证你可以做成功的。
So you go home and you tried it. I'm pretty sure you will be successful.
那我们刚才成功了两秒钟，但我保证你回家成功二十秒是没有问题的，除非那个纸它后来湿透了，这个空气进去它才那个。用这个实验我们以前做过很多次。
So actually, because the paper get wet, otherwise it will hold for a longer time.
所以耶稣想说的是什么？这个风虽然你看不见，但是你通过其他的方式可以知道它的存在。
What did Jesus say? Even though you cannot see the wind, but you can through other ways, you can know that it exists.
而且你可以感受到它的力量之大。
And you can feel how powerful it is.
我们被圣灵重生的人也是这样。
So the person who have born from the spirit actually like the air.
在我们的生命当中，重生过的人被圣灵所感受，对被圣灵所感动，被圣灵所再生一次的人，他就有圣灵的力量在他身
上。For those who have been convicted by the spirit and born again from the spirit, actually will feel the power of the spirit.
其中一个最大的力量就是他愿意去悔改。
One of the biggest changes is willing to repent.
而这个悔改呢，就是神透过圣灵所赐给我们的恩典。
So this repentance is the biggest gift God gave us to us through the Spirit.
因为一般的人靠着我们的肉体是很难去悔改的。
Because many of us cannot rely on ourselves to be able to repent.
那么我给大家一个悔改的例子。
Let me show you an example of conversion.
就是在前天晚上我们这个音乐会的时候 ,Sandra, 给我们提到了一个音乐家就是肖邦。
Just like what Sandra in her concert last Friday, that she shared a story with Chopin.
那肖邦之前是远离神的，但有他的朋友在圣灵的感动之下不断的去帮助他。
Actually, for a period of time, Chopin ran away from God, but his friend faithfully prayed for him.
但到最后，我们就可以从他的生命当中看到这个重生的标志，看到悔改的力量。
So finally, at the end, we can see the power of conversion on the life of Chopin.
临终之前他所说的话很久忍耐信靠神即便是在患难中他仍然对神充满了信心直到他断气当他在最难受的痛苦当中他只有表达了超凡的喜乐和神的大爱临终前肖邦手里托着十字架说现在我已经在那祝福的源头了
As Chopin near death Chopin's friend Jaloski described him by the deathbed as patientTrusting God, even joyful confidence, never left him, in spite of all his sufferings, till his last breath. In the midst of this sharpest sufferings, he expressed only ecstatic joy, touching love of God, kissing a cross, and then holding it to his heart. Chopin's last words were, I'm at the source of blessedness.
如果你知道他前面说了什么话，你就知道这个是圣灵所说出来的话。
If you know what he said before he said this,You know that this words really come from the spirit.
因为他之前所说的话是从肉体说的。他说：“你们跟我传福音这么多次，好吧，那我就信吧。但是呢，我不是为了信那个神，我是让你心里面好受点，让你给你点面子，我才信。”
Before that, he said, "If you want to preach the gospel so that I can believe in God, actually, I don't believe in God. But in order to make you feel better, okay, I'll believe in God."
他言下之意是什么呢？嘿、hey, 我是高高在上的我只不过是可怜你才做了你所喜悦的事情。
What he meant actually means I'm actually above you, but because I pity on you, so I would just do the things you want me to do.
我不过是可怜神了让你们的神在其他地方也有点面子我才这么做。
I pity on God so that I give him some faith, so I believe in him so that he can do his work with other people.
这是普通的我们从情欲从肉体所说出来的话就像这样。
So this kind of words actually come from the flesh.
虽然我们不一定说那个原话是那样但是我们拥有的思想是一样的。神算什么我比他更高我拿科学可以去证明他我拿我的力量可以去奋斗。
So actually what it meant from what this saying is, actually I'm above God.I can have power. I'm more powerful than him. I can use test, experiment to test his existence.
但是从圣灵来的就不一样。
But the words from the Spirit is different.
圣灵让他谦卑下来。
The Holy Spirit will calm him and humble him.
他承认一切的祝福只能从神而来，不是从自己的。
So he has to finally admit all the source of blessings come from God.
他承认这个十字架上面的耶稣为他的罪而死。
He believed that Jesus on the cross died for his sin.
他承认只能回到耶稣基督那里才是祝福的源头。
He admitted that he had to go back to Jesus in order to get the, to be the source of blessedness.
所以这是一个很大的转变，这只有重生的人才可以显示出这样的标志来。
So it's a big change. It's only a person being born again that he can express this kind of thinking.
他怎么重生的呢？我们看不见。
How can he born again? We can see.
圣灵怎么样进入他的生命？圣灵怎么样在他的生命当中有一个种子让他重生？我们看不见，就像你不晓得风怎么从哪里来到哪里去一样。
We cannot see how the Holy Spirit enter his heart and change how the soul, just like the wind, when it blow, you cannot see the wind.
但是你可以看到他的变化，神的作为在他的生命当中彰显出来。
You can see the work of God in his life.
这就是重生的标志。
So this is the mark of.Born again.
这个人重生了之后，他口里面可以去承认耶稣是主。
So the one when he born after he born again, he can confess with his mouth that Jesus is God.
还有有的重生了之后，圣灵使我们重生了之后，我们可以口里面称他为主，并且我们可以委身去服侍他。
So this is the God that we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that He is God and that we will commit to serve Him.
而且圣灵这个圣灵赐给我们的不是胆怯的灵，而是刚强仁爱谨守的灵。
The spirit that God gave us is not of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
同样是这同一词同一个字根的词出现在提摩太后书的第一章和第三章。
So the same word came in 2 Timothy verse chapter 1 and chapter 3.
让我们看到这些从圣灵生的人，那重生的人呢，有什么样的标志
？So we can see the mark of a person who was born again.
刚才我们提到这一个标志是刚强、仁爱、谨守的标志。
The first one we see, the first mark is of fear, power, and of love, and of sound mind.
在第三章的十六节，他说：“圣经都是神所默示的，这个默示就是神所呼吸的，神的灵、神的风、神的呼吸。圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的。”
So all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Inspiration of God means like God's breath, like the wind, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
所以当一个人被圣灵重生的时候他就有这些标志出来。
So if someone is born, in the, born again in the spirit, he will show this mark.
他有刚强有对神的委身有愿意被神来管教在神的面前就是归向神的这样的一个心
智。So he has power and he has a willing to go back to God.
我记得上一次我们去那的时候又碰到我又一次碰到这个公牧师。
I met Pastor Kong again for the second time.
我之前也听过他的见证，也跟他简短的讲过话，但再一次碰到他的时候，我非常高兴再一次听到他其他的一些更细致的见证。
I heard his testimony and I talked to him briefly. But the second time I met him, I get more details about his testimonies.
他在信耶稣之前，曾经对他的跟他的太太有这样的一个谈话。
Before he came to Christ, he had such a conversation with his wife.
他是加拿大一所学校，可能是多伦多大学的那边的数学的博士。当时他在读书的期间
，While he was a PhD student at the University of Toronto,
读书的期间他就是有人向他传福音，他就看了很多关于耶稣的一些资料。
While he was still a student, people preach the gospel to him, and he read a lot of books about.The Christian faith.
也读了很多圣经，也进行祷告，但是他始终没有办法，那个时候没有办法信耶稣。
And he read the Bible many times, and he also prayed, but he still cannot believe in God.
到了一个程度的时候，他突然跟他的太太讲。
Up to a point, suddenly he talked to his wife, told his wife.
他说，圣经里面描述说，神的儿子耶稣基督，耶稣基督替。别人死了，替我们死了。如果这个事情是真的话
，The Bible mentioned a person named Jesus, and this Jesus died for our sins. If this is true,
那我全身、我的整个生命，我都应该奉献给他。我要去服侍他。
So If this is true, I will offer my life to serve him and follow him.
为什么呢？因为在我的所有的人生阶段，在我所读的所有的历史书当中，在我所看到的所有的现象当中，从来没有一个国王王子去为平民做事情的，只有平民为国王王子。
Because for all the books and all the things I learned in the past, there's no king that will work for his subjects. It's only the subjects serve the king.
只有百姓为国王和王子来牺牲。
It's only the subjects will serve and sacrifice to the king and the princes.
如果他真的是天地之主，神的儿子，那他就是王子。
If it is God of all the heaven and earth, and if it is this really the Son of God,
如果真的他为别人，为这些平民百姓牺牲了。
If he died for his people.
那他是最伟大的。
Then he is the greatest.
我这一生，我不奉献给他，还奉献给谁
？So how does not I can only offer my life to him.
然后他太太就说好。
And his wife said good.
后来过了一段时间，他终于通过各样的资料以及圣灵对他的感动。他终于明白耶稣基督是真的为他的罪而死。
So before the conviction of the Holy Spirit, he finally understand that Jesus died for his sin.
而他就回想这一段经历来，他就说：“那现在我必须要去服侍耶稣了。”
So he remembered what he said. So he said, "Now I have to offer my life to Jesus to serve him."
后来当然他也去读了神学院，后来做了牧师。
So later he went to the seminary and became a pastor.
但在那个之前，你知道吗？圣灵和情欲在他里面征战。
But before that, actually, there's a battle, in his life, between the spirit and the Satan.
他很犹豫，因为他要放弃这个科学的研究，他要去做传道人。在那个地方，在家乡，在其他地方，传道人也是不受尊重的。
So he knew he had to give up his academic studies and become a pastor. And a pastor is not that respected in his area.
他很大刚强的勇气才可以去做。
So he had to have a big courage in order for him to give up his study and become a pastor.
但他的情欲呢，却告诉他很软弱。他想，哎，我应该这个做一些安全的事情，不要做这么冒险的事。
But his flesh told him that he is weak, so he can have no power to do the thing he wants. So he better do what he is doing now.
所以圣灵和情欲在他生命当中争斗的时候，他就有点后悔。
When there's a battle between the spirit and the flesh in his life,
他甚至都有点后悔前面问他太太。
So he even regret what he said to his wife.
他甚至也后悔问了之后，他太太居然那么爽快就答应了。
And he was even regret that his wife say yes.
可是当这个圣灵使他重生之后，他越来越认罪悔改，越来跟随耶稣的时候，他才发现没有后悔。
So because of the work of the Holy Spirit in his life, that he realized what he have decided is right, so he will have no regret.
这就是圣灵重生他之后，让他所生命当中所具备的标志。
So that is the power of the Spirit.In his life.
然后他就继续的成长，但是圣灵不断的提醒他要认罪悔改，认罪悔改。
So he continued to grow, and the Holy Spirit continued to convict him to repent and grow, repent and grow.
所以他就思考他过去所做的一切的，他所认为能够想到的罪。
So he thinks about all the sin that he's committed in the past.
他就在一条一条在神的面前认罪悔改。
So he repents every sin in front of God.
到后来有很多事情之后，他又想起一件小事情来。
So after a period of time, he thought about another minor issue in his life.
他说：“我之前在那里读书的时候，我拿了这个卫生间里面好多的厕所的纸和那个办公室里面好多打印的纸。”
So he remembered before he became a Christian, he took many copy papers from his office or even tissue papers from the toilet.
所以过了好多年之后，他说圣灵感动他，他一定要为这个事情悔改。
So many years later, the Holy Spirit convicted him, so he had to repent.
而且不光是在神的面前说道歉而已，他说他要买好多倍的这个好多倍的原来他记得他所拿的东西很多倍，然后准备还回去。
He not just he confessed his sin to God, but he actually want to buy the papers and toilet tissues.
所以他就开了车，带着这些 好几倍的东西回去准备还，却发现他原来这个楼不存在了。
So he bought many more papers and he took these papers to the office building, but he found out the office building was gone.
他原来所读书的那个楼，他早就他们翻修就已经不存在了，所以后来他就在那里祷告，神啊，你要把这些东西带到哪里去
？So, but the building was torn down because too old. Then he stood there and asked God, "What should I do with these papers?"
他在大学里面。校区里面转，后来他觉得就是一个地方，等到他真就是看到前面那个的时候，他就知道这是神给他的祷告的回答。
So he drove around the campus and then he saw a building that he knew God answered his prayer.
上面写的校友中心。
That is the alumni office.
他说我以前的办公室我找不到了，但是我是校友啊，我来了校友中心是最好的选择。
So my office building was gone, but since I'm the alumni of this college, so.This paper should go to this.、
Office. 所以他就进去之后，他说他非常感谢神，因为那里面就有一个基督徒，一个基督徒跟他听了他的故事之后，就跟他说一句话。
So he was so happy, after he got into the building because he met a Christian who works there, and after this Christian listened to his story, he talked to him.
他说：“年轻人，你可以平平安安的回去了。”
Yeah, he said, "Young man, go back home in peace."
他就想到圣经里面耶稣是怎么样赦免别人的罪。
So he remembered how Jesus forgave people's sin as described in the Bible.
你可以平平安安的回去。
Go back in peace.
你的罪已经被赦免。
Because your sin has been forgiven.
这就是重生之人生命当中的标志。
So this is the mark of a person being born again.
我们也知道尼哥底母他自己也是受到这样的重生，他在圣经后面的记载当中，我们很清楚的看到他重生，他的生命当中也有这样的标志。
So actually, from the life of Nicodemus, we can see, the power and the mark of conversion in his life.
在圣经里面后来至少两次提到他。
Because the Bible mentioned Nicodemus at least two times after chapter 3.
有一次提到他是说，这个法利赛人找了人去抓耶稣的时候。
One time he mentioned Nicodemus when the official tried to capture Jesus, tried to arrest Jesus.
那些去抓人的人呢，回来汇报。
So those soldiers came back and reported to the officials.
汇报的。就令那些祭司长和法利赛人非常的不满意。
So those Pharisees and the official was not happy to listen to the report.
因为他们汇报的那个内容是说，哎，我们不应该去抓他，这个人太有能力了，这个人从来之前没有人像他这样讲话，他好像是从神来的人。
Because the guard said that they did not arrest him because no one ever spoke the way this man does, and this man is really powerful.
所以呢，这些众多的法利赛人呢，就说：“你们也受了迷惑了吗
？”So the Pharisee was so angry. He said, "You mean he has deceived you also?"
本来我是派你去抓他的，为什么你们也被那些人迷惑了呢
？I asked you to arrest him, but how can you got deceived yourself too?
可是那些众多法利赛人当中有一个叫尼哥底母。
But among the Pharisees, there's a man, Nicodemus.
他就说了一句话，他说：“不先听本人的口供。”难道我们的律法还定他的罪吗
？Does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he has been doing？
所以你看看，他是要先听人的口供，等他自己是听过口供的人，他知道他不是受迷惑，他知道他是圣灵重生的人。
So he have to first hear what the person say. This is before he condemn a person. So this is a mark of a being born again.
后来再一次提到他。
And the second time, Nicodemus was mentioned in.
是有一个叫亚利马太人的约瑟和他一起去做事情。
That is later that Joseph Arimathea work with Nicodemus.
约瑟和尼哥底母一起去找比拉多，把耶稣的身体领了过去安葬。
So they, Joseph and Nicodemus went to see Pilate, and then they asked for Jesus' body and bury him.
圣经里面讲约瑟和尼哥底母是以前是暗暗的做门徒了。
The Bible mentioned that Joseph and Nicodemus actually are followers of Jesus in disguise. No, in
secretly.
Secret, yeah.
但去找 比拉多这个官长去把耶稣的身体拿过来，这你暗暗的是做不成的，你必须明明的去做。
So when they went to see Pilate to ask for Jesus' body, you cannot do it in secret. You have to do it in open.
那他们之前所具备的那个胆怯的灵到哪里去了
？So in the past they are so scared, but now they are where's the spirit scared?
随着他们的肉体，随着他们的罪一起被埋葬了。
So these fear actually buried with the flesh.
被圣灵再次重生，成为刚强仁爱谨守的灵。
Because the Spirit born them again with fear, power, love, and a sound mind.
这就是被圣灵所重生的人生命当中的标志。
So you can see the mark of a person of being born again.
重生之后的人，他可以勇敢的去认罪，可以勇敢的去委身耶稣，去服侍耶稣。
So a person born again is a bold to confess and bold to follow Jesus.
那今天我们。
And how about us?
我们是被圣灵重生的人吗？
Are we born in the Spirit?
圣灵怎么样重生我？我不一定知道。
How can the Spirit born me again? I don't know.
甚至可以说我一定不知道。
Oh, I should say I cannot know.
但是重生之后的我和你，在生命当中它是有标志。
But the one who is born again actually will have the certain marks that's described in the Bible.
最首要的一个标志就是有没有为我们过去的罪而痛悔。
The first most insignificant mark is have we been regret on all the sins we commit in the past.
痛悔在神的面前有一个正确的位置之后，我们可以守洁心清来到他面前来服侍他，来敬拜他。
So repent our sin before God and then so we can serve him.
圣经里面甚至在讲，当你在敬拜的时候，在坛上献礼物的时候，也就是说在敬拜的时候，若是想起来还有一些过节的话，你应该去和好，应该去悔改，应该去与人和好，与神和好才来。
Because the Bible says, before you make offering to the God, you have to think, you have to make peace with your enemies.
所以，作为一个教会，我们怎么样来正确的理解我们重生、悔改、得救的意义
？So as the church.How can we understand the biblical, have a biblical understanding of conversion, of born again, repentance?
我们从每一个人的内心开始。
So we have to start from each one of us.
感谢神，如果是我们已经重生的。
We thank God for those who are born again.
圣经呼召我们活出与悔改的心相称的生命来。
So the Bible asks us to live a life worth of the calling.
我们就大胆地来到神的面前，来向他认罪，来到人的面前，如果我们得罪了谁，来到人的面前向他们寻求原谅。
So we have to come to God boldly in front of Him to confess our sin.
因为神赐给我们的是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
Because all the Spirit gives us is a power of fear, of love, and of a sound mind.
如果我们还没有被圣灵所重生的，今天就是你的机会。
So if you never been born again of the Spirit.Today is your chance.
神，你今天听到神的话，听到这些的解释，听到神的话，不是偶然。
So the word that you listen today is not by accident.
神在你的生命当中有一个计划，他要使你从天上再生一次。
Because there's a plan for you from God that you have to born from above again.
这个重生的生命是跟我们以前从母腹里面出来的生命是不一样的。
This that life born again life is different from the life you born from fresh.
这个生命是给你刚强仁爱谨守。
Because this life is of fear, of power, of love, and of sound mind.
这个生命是会给你谦卑的心，让你乐意去被教训督责，使你归正，使你教导
原意。Because they will give you a heart if.Willing to be correct, to be taught, and to repent.
你想要这样的生命吗？
Do you want this kind of life?
或者说你已经有这样的生命，你愿意顺服神的话，继续活出来吗？
Or you have this already, you have this born again life, and you want to follow God's word.
我们一起祷告，求神来赐给我们力量。
So, will we all pray together to ask God for His power and strength?
天父，我们谢谢你，你把我们胆怯、死亡和罪恶的那个旧的生命拿走。
Father, we thank you for take us out from the old flesh.
你赐给我们一个新的生命，这个新的生命是在圣灵里面。
And you gave us a new life, and this life is born of the Spirit from above.
虽然我们不知道你的 奇妙的作为是怎么样形成这件事情。
We don't can fully understand how you work this thing out.
但是当我们顺着你圣灵的意思去行生命当中你所喜悦的事情的时候，我们就知道这个生命已经在我们里面开始了。
So if we follow your will to do your work, then we will find out that the Spirit actually start working in our life.
这些生命的标志让我们更加的确信我们是属你的人。
So all these marks of being born again of the Spirit make us know that we truly belong to you.
更加的确信我们这些重生的人可以见到你的国，可以进入你的国。
So that we are truly be more confident that we are truly confident that we can see and we can enter your kingdom.
求你继续的使这些在我们的生命当中成为非常明显。
And we pray that all this mark become more and more evident in our life.
把一切荣耀都归给你，因为这使我们重生的工作完全是你的。
We give all glory to you because the work of born again is truly yours.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.